T5VY, I'll turn the frequency over to you, sir.
Okay, this is N5NAV, and we're meeting today not in a joyful way because we lost a good friend and a good ham. And I want to first thank George WV5TXW for the information for the obituary. Today we want to recognize Gene W. Boutwell, W5RPY. He was born May the 15th, 1934, and passed away on his birthday, May 15th, 2012. Visitation was May 18th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Cook Walden Funeral Home, 6100 North Lamar, Austin, Texas. Funeral services Saturday, May 19th at 11 a.m. Cook Walden Funeral Home, 6100 North Lamar, Austin, Texas. Graveside Thursday, May 24th, 1130, Fort Sam Houston, National Cemetery, and that's in San Antonio. Gene was a Texas resident and 78 years old, and passed away May 15th at the Christopher Home, Christopher House, excuse me, in Austin, Texas, with his loving wife Carol by his side. Gene was born May 15th, 1934, in Houston, Texas, to Robert and Bertie Boutwell. Gene married his loving wife Carol Elizabeth Childers on April the 19th, 1957. Gene could accomplish anything he set his mind to do. As a young boy, he was an Eagle Scout and always led an honest life. He had many different hobbies, which included motorcycles, working on cars, models, computers, and most of all, ham radio. Gene served in the United States Air Force for 20 years before retiring in 1972. He proudly served his country during the Vietnam War and spent 12 months in Vietnam. This N5NAV. He was a loving husband, father, and grandfather. He always provided for his family, and nothing was more important to him than his family. Many things can be said about Gene because he was always honest, loving, caring, and providing for his family. He had a heart of gold and is dearly missed. The only comfort the family has in knowing that his suffering is over and he is with God now. He is survived by his wife of 55 years, Carol, son, Gene C. Boutwell, daughter, Terry L. Grundy, son, Robert T. Boutwell, many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his daughter, Maria Annette Moffitt. It's N5NAV. Friends are cordially invited to a visitation with the family from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock in the evening of February of May the 18th, which is already passed. In lieu of flowers, the customary remembrance memorials may be sent to Onion Creek Baptist Church, Post Office Box 18148, Austin, Texas, 78760. Condolences may be sent to www.cookwaldenfuneralhome.com. At this time, we'll have a little scripture and then have a prayer. This is N5NAV, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is M5NAV. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just want to thank you for the remembrance that we have in our mind of Gene and all that he's done in ham radio. We also thank you, Lord, for his service for the country, and we also just thank you for being a friend. Those that knew him, and also, Lord, we want to lift his family up in this time of grievance. We just pray that you'll go with them and give them strength through this time. And in Jesus' name we ask it, amen. Okay, this is N5NAV, and concluding the obituary and the memorial service for Gene Botwell. And thank you for listening, and back to Ned N5NAV.